And now dictation for Linda. Lily, L-I-L-L-Y, September 11:45, address as a letter, Dr. Power, P-O-W-E-R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, follow up Mrs. Lily, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit September. Comes accompanied with family member. Problems on the left wrist, x-rays, MRIs has been done. Tenosynovitis, no use of anti-inflammatory agents. There has been some weight loss, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, no gross edema, claudications, denies chest pain, palpitation, lightheadedness, denies increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND. Does have symptoms of esophageal reflux. Medication list review, notice Pepsi was discontinued and presently taking Prilosec, recently added to her diabetes medications, oral semaglutide, S-E-M-I-G-L-U-T-I-D-E, remains on lisinopril, Norvasc HCTC. Next paragraph, present weight 152, blood pressure 140/58 on the right side. No respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3, respiratory, cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no abdominal tenderness, no edema non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry from March, anemia 11.3, creatinine 1.58, which is baseline. Representing a GFR 33, stage 3B. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, A1C at 7.5, calcium elevated 10.4 with a normal albumin phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis, underlying diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. There is anemia but no EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, normal nutrition, normal acid-base potassium, tolerating ACE inhibitors, blood pressure fair. New medications as indicated above. Calcium is higher than baseline. We will keep an eye. She takes a low dose of vitamin D. This is not related to that. HCTC potentially could be a culprit. Continue chemistries on a regular basis. Come back in 6 months.